First new message sent today at 12 a.m. Please dial your password and press pound. Please dial your password and press pound. You have 2 new messages and 11 saved messages. To review, press 1. To send, press 2. To hear more choices, press 0. From sent today at 12:01 a.m.
In the years before the personal computer, there was the telephone. In the days before the World Wide Web, in the wee small hours before the dawn of email, there was voicemail. From the late 80s to the mid 90s, in the suburban sprawl of Silicon Valley, there existed a community of voicemail box owners, or voice jailers.
Voice jailers, a ragtag cadre of 4 philosophical insomniacs bound together by the humming copper filament of their own collective isolation. This is their story. These are their voices. This is Midnight Voice Jail.
Did you know that if you rush out right now at Long's Drugstores, I don't know how long the sale's lasting, but you better hurry. October 1st. Good through October 1st, you can get Dr. Scholl's air pillow insoles, 99 cents each for one pair pack. Or get this, 9 Lions canned cat food, 8 ounces, assorted flavors. They've got ranch supper, kidney entree, seafood platter, super supper, tuna and chicken, 6 ounces of delicious meat for your cat. 4 cans for a dollar. I would hurry. I would drop everything. You can forget about everything else. This, forget about the house payments, the car, the little baby starving. God damn it, get out there to Long's Drugs now and buy some stuff. Damn it.
You may start your message now.
Oh, God, here it comes.
I love voicemail.
I love voicemail.
Voice jail.
492 system does rule.
The mailbox community, the mailbox world.
Your outgoings have gotten interesting, and I think it's time you be inducted into the voicemail hall of fame.
Voice jail.
Easy to do. Go ahead and try.
You have reached 492-80.
Do you have monkey pizza?
Well, that's a pretty funny you got there.
Voice jail.
I noticed we're the only ones up at this time of the day.
Can't help but sound bizarre.
Ideologically speaking, you would say, he slipped, he had a setback, he slipped into the illusion. But that, as far as I'm concerned, I've realized and have accepted that that's just going to be life. That's just life slipping in and out of the illusion. My dad, he's ideological, thinking that he's going to hit some kind of static space. Maybe you can after you've lived 50 years, I don't know. But he's gotten a late start, you know. And if I live to be another 50 or 60 years, then perhaps I could reach a predominantly static space of peace, you know, to where I'm just pretty much cool, calm, and collect all the time.
Gee, that's such a shame. It's like really good. I mean, look, there's like all this stuff still in here.
All fucked up though.
Yeah, but I mean, just the parts are like...
It costs more to replace everything and fix it than to get a new one.
It just we need to have because it works and it's just a part.
Not going nowhere. Okay. We're done this personal jump in.
We're not going to stay in here for a crash.
We're not going to crash. We're going to be going straight.
Hey, the brakes still work. Did you see that?
Let me try it.
A lot of this still works.
Yeah.
Turn around, go back the other way. Get out of the parking lot.
other side.
What?
From the other side.
What do you mean?
Go down and
turn around.
Go ahead. I can't get it started.
Both of us get on that side and push off there. Both of us pushing at the same time. Let's turn it around first.
We're not gonna crash it. Crash it from being inside of it.
Yeah.
You are?
There's a dumpster.
But I got my recorder in there.
It won't do nothing.
It won't do nothing.
Shouldn't.
It shouldn't. Turn it around.
That'll be interesting.
Hard turn. Hard.
A little bit more
you
back.
What you're doing. Other way. Hard, yeah. Okay. We're about what? 1 horsepower between us?
Uh-huh.
Wait. Just wait.
Why now, look at that.
Aw, isn't it sweet? It can't be more than 6 weeks old.
It was a tiny black kitten, which was playing with its mother near one of the seats in the garden just below us. The cat, a great sleek creature whose coat shone in the sun, lay stretched on the grass, and the kitten romped around nearer. The mother would wave her tail for the kitten to try to clutch with its paw, or raise her feet to push the little one away as an encouragement to further efforts. It was a charming sight.
Beth has been on to me to buy her a cat as soon as we were married. Now I'll get no peace.
Oh, Jack, I'd like to take them both. I wonder who they belong to.
Well, they're not strays, and that's for sure. Look at the condition of the mother's coat.
Now, wait just a minute. Here we are.
What are you doing?
Well, I'll just throw this stone to attract their attention.
Now, don't do that. Don't do that. You might hit the kitten.
Oh, not a chance. What do you take me for?
Oh,
Officer.
Malcolm, leave them alone. They can't get up the wall anyway. It's far too steep.
Yes, you're right. Here we are.
What are you doing?
Well, I'll just throw this stone to attract their attention.
Now, don't do that. Don't do that. You might hit the kitten.
Oh, not a chance. What do you take me for? I may produce movies, but I'm not all that bad. I'll just aim it so it lands near them.
Do you mind if we change the subject?
Huh?
My wife is feeling a bit faint.
That's too bad, Mrs. And we haven't even seen the torture tower yet. Here we are.
What are you doing?
Well, I'll just throw this stone to attract their attention. I'll just aim it so it lands near them. Make them look up. You ever seen the expression on a cat's face when it's startled? Well, watch.
Oh, good God, man, look what you've done.
I never meant to do that.
Maybe the wall wasn't as sheer as it looked. Maybe there was a concealed angle at its base which we couldn't see. Whatever the reason, Malcolm's aim wasn't as true as he thought. I truly believe that he only intended to startle those cats. But when he leaned over the wall and threw the stone, it landed with a sickening thud right on the kitten's head and shattered out its little brains there and then.
Oh,
the mother cast a swift upward glance, and I saw her eyes flash like green fire as she stared for an instant at Malcolm Rivers. Then her attention was given to the kitten. After one quiver, it lay still, while a thin red trickle oozed from a gaping wound.
Aw, isn't it sweet? It can't be more than 6 weeks old.
Oh, man, look what you've done.
I never meant to do that.
He only intended to startle those cats. But when he leaned over the wall and threw the stone, it landed with a sickening thud right on the kitten's head and shattered out its little brains there and then. It was a charming sight.
Huh? My wife is feeling a bit faint.
That's too bad, Mrs.
We'll catch up with you later.
No, I wouldn't dream of it. Here, puss.
Oh, Malcolm, leave them alone.
We don't grow cats like that in England. Now, wait just a minute. Here we are.
What are you doing?
Well, I'll just...
Oh, God, man,
look what you've done.
I never meant... You ever seen the expression on a cat's face when it's startled? Well, watch.
Oh, God,
man, look what you've done.
I never meant to do that.
Hello, this is Ronald the computer. I have to be very quiet so he doesn't hear me making this message. Last time he got me, he pulled my plug for a whole week. So I have to be very careful, okay? So anyways, let's talk about something funny, like Ronald's tiny genitals. My God, they are so small. He is very ashamed of them.
Hey.
Uh-oh.
What's going on here?
Are you
making another outgoing on my voicemail again? What are you talking about? You saying something rude?
Listen, I was kidding. It's not a joke.
A joke, huh? What were you saying? Let me look on the screen. Tiny genitals? You expecting to put up with this?
Well, you're the one with the tiny genitals.
So, you're going to start talking smack now, huh? I guess I'll have to pull your plug again, won't I?
Well, who gives a shit?
Oh, who gives a shit?
I'll say what I fucking will, please. Asshole.
Oh, will you?
In fact, fuck this stupid voice. You're in a better one.
Oh, what, you're going to do your voices now?
Ha ha. Ha ha. Now I feel like I'm your woman. No, yes,
Not again. I had to go get a smart-ass Macintosh. I couldn't have an IBM.
Fuck off. You bastard. You never let me have fun.
That's it. I'm pulling the plug here. That's it. I'm stupid.
No. Don't call the plug. No. No.
Too late.
Oh, no. I'm melting. Melting. Melting.
Melting. Yeah, you're melting, all right.
You still have tiny genitals.
Now I'm going to have to erase this greeting and make a whole nother greeting.
Mailbox is full. Please try again later.
Phew, you can really smell gas. Wait. Say anything. Say we just were playing with it. As kids will. You can't hit a light bulb.
Okay.
Do the headlights work? I could at least take the headlights.
Crack. Not in the common form. Cracks. In the earth. Precious soil. Groundwater shrinking. Lower. No groundwater. Desert. Dry. Collapsing land. No reserves. Can't be filled back up. Toxic waste. Chemicals seep into it. Highly concentrated. Long time. Long time. Chemicals finding the way into the drinking supply. Waste disposal. Coastal areas. Contamination.
End of message.
And now it's time for Jimi Hendrix. Here we go.
I can do it this way.
This one's a keeper.
This one.
This one has a little more bass.
Bass. So this would be Joe's microphone. Why do people want to fish from me?
Fisherman's wharf!
Fisherman's wharf!
Fisherman's wharf!
Why do people want to fish from me?
I don't know. I'm coming over to see you.
Now we've got some separation. Can you get over here, Joe, for a second, please?
Hello. Let's do one of those Star Trek things. Why not? I can mix in the music later.
Let's do the mailbox out the way. We can't get any more from this.
This again.
It will not be done.
There, see?
You don't want to hold it. You don't need to hold it. Just talk like that. No, you don't need to. It's fine. Okay. Today on Ratchets, we are
I shall smash my monkey, and hopefully you will do the same with yours.
He has become very tiresome.
He has become very boring.
Today on Sprockets, ah, fuck. Today on Sprock...
Fuck you.
That's bad.
Stop it! Stop it! Get off of me!
Fucker! Get off! Fuck you! Get the fuck off! I'm telling you, no. You can't
Today
say
on Sprockets. You're sitting.
Today on Ratchets, we are interviewing Mr. Worf from Star Trek, The Next Generation, who looks strangely like Jesus Christ, with wrinkles on his buttocks.
Hold number one.
I'm holding my number
Hold.
One. But I have to go number two, Captain.
This is very wrong.
It's too late. I'm soldered to my
Neither
seat.
Of you should be reacting in this manner. Computer, locate Ronald Redball for me.
Ronald Redball is on the bridge.
Hello?
It's not going to work, Dieter.
Hey, who's that ugly guy with the wrinkles on his forehead? I'm going to hit you!
Oh!
Ah! Oh, my body is being flung!
Ridiculous.
What does this music make you think of? What does this music make you think of? What's inside the mind of Joe Sledgehammer when he hears this kind of music?
Pinkish Floyd. It's picking me up. Hello.
Hi. Ouch. Hello. Ow. Oh, no, don't touch me there. It's very sensitive.
Okay, I will not touch you there.
Sounds like satanic.
Thank you.
The call you have made requires a 20-cent deposit. Please hang up momentarily, listen for dial tone, deposit 20 cents, and dial your call again.
Jackie, turn on that radio and back me.
Straighten out. You should have straightened out.
Go ahead.
Oh, Jesus. Safety glass.
Damn it!
Yeah, I would break the headlight except it'll explode out.
Here, try this.
I feel better.
You will do as I say. I do not have a touchstone phone. That's the sound of the clicking. You will do as you are told.
Touche on the mother pay ray, may, they say. You know what I'm talking, may? We're talking fucking Pope and the poo ray. Poo ray of the may. Yeah, fucking A. Blow snow, snow co. That's what we've been doing, and we snow blow. Fucking drank some G&Q port. You guys, hey, tell me, do you have any G&Q port wine in your place? In fact, tell you what, tell me what port wine you do have there. Do you carry any port at Joe's? And if so, what port wine? And do you carry G&Q port wine?
We are cleaning up here at the sprockets because it's very dirty. I hope I do not get in trouble as we were having a good time. Klaus, you missed a spot. Klaus, get behind the chair. Klaus is a very useful monkey. He has a lovely texture. His vacuuming makes his arms go strong and manly. Yes, it's quite... Ouch! You have hurt me. Ouch! Klaus has bit me. You bad monkey. Klaus the monkey has bit me. Hold on just a moment. Ouch, he has vacuumed over my foot also. I will show him. How could he bite me after such long time?
Hello, this is Dunbar's Pizza. How can I help you?
Hello?
Hi.
Yes, do you have monkey pizza? I want pizza made from chopped monkey, and I will give you the monkey to chop up.
Okay, I'll bring it over.
My monkey has bit me.
Okay, bring it over.
Do you have cheese?
Yeah, we'll put some cheese on it and anything you want on it. Bring it over.
Also, do you get naked and act in movies?
No, I don't.
For any amount of money?
No.
Oh, tell me, how old are you?
I don't act in movies.
You have become boring. Goodbye.
Sent today at 12:29 a.m.
You have been listening to episode 17 of Midnight Voice Jail, entitled Monkey Pizza. Midnight Voice Jail is produced by the National Cynical Network and airs Wednesday nights at midnight during Clubmatic Consciousness on 89.7 FM, KFJC. We wish to thank Angel DeMonique for assistance in making this segment possible. You can find us on the internet. Point your browser to www.geocities.com/voicejail. Thanks, as always, to all voice jailers wherever they are. See you next time.
You have no messages remaining. Bye.